This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Instagram at ToddWright2121. Twitter at ToddWright2121. Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Just hosted, a week removed, Todd Wright Tour Good vs. Evil Chapter 6. Our annual unique golf tournament that is two tournaments in one. Nine holes, as easy for scoring as I can make it. Nine holes as uniquely challenging on scoring as I can make it. Very popular annual event. We do that one time a year. My Masters themed and influenced annual event where we award green jackets to our winners will be going on sale soon. We will be playing at Plantation Palms Golf Club. I'll be working with terrific general manager Jesse Pratt, who has previously hosted Todd Wright Tour events at three different Tampa Bay area properties, including Plantation Palms for our first ever 36-hole event in 2021. If you would like to play in a Todd Wright Tour golf event and they sell out fast, we are open to the public. We stress value and fun. We are for amateur players. We have multiple divisions, and I think you will find my events very well organized. There is no fundraising. All I care about are my players. That's it. No fundraising. Send an email to ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com for information on Todd Wright Tour 35XXXV, our Masters-themed and influenced annual event, the Saturday before the Masters, Saturday, April 2nd at Plantation Palms Golf Club. Bill Curry Ford is also a sponsor of my golf events. They had the primary board signage, if you will, outside Hobby Boulin's hockey net on the ninth hole of the Good Nine at Todd Wright Tour Good vs. Evil, a week removed. Bill Curry Ford is on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. If, when you are in the market for a different vehicle or a new vehicle, whether it's a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle of the Ford or other major make and model, I want you to seek out Sean Sullivan, general manager at Bill Curry Ford. Seek him out personally. If you cannot find him, you ask for Grace Thomas. You tell Grace that you are one of my listeners, and Todd said to speak to Sean Sullivan, because late last year, I went through the process of trading in my 2014 Ford for a 2018 pre-owned Ford, and I got it done faster than Sprint could flip me over from T-Mobile. Right? Part of the car buying experience we don't like is how long and arduous it is. I just told you from personal experience what Bill Curry Ford did for me. I was in and out faster than switching cell phone carriers. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group, thanks to them for being on my team. And no, I don't play in my own golf events. I can't if I'm a good host. If you are playing in a golf event and the person running that golf event actually plays in their own event, they're not available when players need them to do something. They think the work is done once everybody goes on the golf course. Honestly, it's just getting started. When I say my team, I mean hosting the event. So thank you, Jeremy Roberts at Brandon Legal Group, for helping me do that on the Evil Nine and presenting Tim Wilner, one of my very loyal players, with the winning prize basket from the 15th hole. Congratulations, Tim. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you have needs, for example, in divorce or family law, just two of the many things Brandon Legal Group can do for you, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I've said multiple times here, prior to Super Bowl 56, take a look back at Super Bowls 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, and see why that Super Bowl champion won that particular game. And what you are going to find is a big-time passing offense and a defense that makes plays. Nowhere in there, at the top of the priority list, is the running game. And I have stressed that this is the modern NFL, de-emphasizing the importance of a big-time rushing attack. Now that Super Bowl 56 is in the books, the most significant thing done by any running back in Super Bowl 56 was Joe Mixon throwing a pass. Had nothing to do with running the ball. Here are the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13 running backs, or let me specify here, leading rushers on the Super Bowl winning team. And what their base salary was. Going all the way back to Super Bowl 44, Saints-Colts. I know it well. I was at the game. Pierre Thomas was the Saints' leading rusher in that win. Off the top of your head, do you remember anything Pierre Thomas did rushing the ball? When you think of your highlights of watching Super Bowl 44, does anything come to mind? He was the Saints' leading rusher. His base salary was $460,000. The next year, in Aaron Rodgers' only trip to a Super Bowl, he is 7-9 in the postseason since this game. You can't name me the Packers' leading rusher in that game. You can't. James Starks. Yeah, household name. Base salary, $320,000. Not a reason the Packers won the game. Super Bowl 46. Giants take down Tom Brady and the Pats again. Ahmad Bradshaw. Is our best memory of Bradshaw him trying to sit down at the one-inch line rather than take the ball into the end zone? Late in the game, base salary $1.5 million. Ravens in the Super Bowl of the power outage, Ray Rice leading rusher. I'm sure you remember Ray Rice, but not for anything that he did in Super Bowl 47. Base salary $2 million. Ahmad Bradshaw's base salary is $1.5 million. The leading rusher for the Seahawks when they blew out Peyton Manning and the Broncos of Super Bowl 48 wasn't even a running back. No, it was Percy Harvin. Running back insignificant, dominant defense. Percy Harvin returned the opening kickoff of the third quarter for a touchdown. Those are technically not rushing yards, but Percy Harvin was the leading rusher for the Seahawks in a game where the running game didn't matter. Where the Seahawks just had to run out the clock late. $2.5 million base for Percy Harvin, not even a running back. LeGarrette Blount. We're getting into the Patriots wins now. Super Bowl 49 and Super Bowl 51. Let's do them both at the same time. When you think of the Patriots beating the Seahawks in Super Bowl 49, when the Seahawks threw the ball on the one-yard line in the last minute, and when you remember the Patriots come back from 28-3 to beat the Falcons in overtime, do you think of anything LeGarrette Blount did anything really stand out? I'm not saying they did nothing, but if it's memorable, you would remember it. LeGarrette Blount, leading rusher, Super Bowl 49, Super Bowl 51 for the winning Patriots. Base salary, $730,000 the first time, raised to $760,000 the second time. In between Peyton Manning's victory for the Broncos over the not ready for the big stage Cam Newton leading the Carolina Panthers, C.J. Anderson, household name, base salary $585,000 for the Broncos that year, who won with what? Peyton Manning and defense. LeGarrette Blount actually was the leading rusher for the Eagles when they beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 52. So there he is again, base salary $900,000. Off the top of your head, what do you remember from Super Bowl 52? You remember Philly Philly or Philly Special? You remember the Eagles outscoring the Patriots? You don't remember any running play of significance from LeGarrette Blount. It's not the reason the Eagles won that Super Bowl, no more than anything LeGarrette Blount did was the reason why the Patriots won two of the previous three Super Bowls. We get to the last Patriots win, and it was Sony Michel, $480,000 base, no longer with the Patriots, part of the Rams this past year, not their leading rusher in the Super Bowl. We'll get to that. Look, I'll always remember Sony Michel from Super Bowl 53. Why? Because the game was so bad. Sony Michel scored the first and last touchdown. No, he didn't score twice. He scored once. Kind of falling in from like the 1 or 2 yard line after the only offensive play of any significance in the game, Brady to Gronk to get down that far. Sony Michel, leading rusher for the Patriots in the Super Bowl 53 win. Not very memorable. Damian Williams did have a big Super Bowl for the Chiefs in 54. But yeah, it was Patrick Mahomes and key throws to Kelce and Hill and Williams. It was Mahomes and then the Chiefs defense giving Mahomes those opportunities. Base salary of $1,050,000 for Damian Williams, who then opted out of the 2020 season due to COVID. Leonard Fournette for the Buccaneers. Look, Leonard Fournette, big part of what the Buccaneers have done the last 2 years. If there's any name on here that I think stands out, it's Fournette. Playoff Lenny, Super Bowl Lenny, whatever you want to call him. Base salary, though, $2 million. Fournette had a huge postseason for the Bucs. His Super Bowl was good. He did score, but he scored none of the first three touchdowns as the Bucs built an insurmountable lead and then held the Chiefs out of the end zone for the entire game. And Super Bowl 56, Cam Akers, leading rusher. You don't remember a damn thing he did. Base salary $1.17186 for Cam Akers, who the Rams used like a workhorse late in the season when they got him back off the early injury that cost him the bulk of the season. You don't and won't remember anything Cam Akers did to help the Rams win Super Bowl 56. Point being, we just talked about the last 13 Super Bowl champions. We talked about all the leading rushers for those teams in those wins. No base salary higher than $2.5 million. And can we throw that out because Percy Harvin's not even a running back? So it drops to $2 million for Leonard Fournette and $2 million for Ray Rice. Both significant players on their teams. But what do you actually remember they did in the game? And the bigger point here, with this work done by somebody else and forwarded to me, these aren't large base salaries. They're not. So fast forward to the modern NFL, and this is what we're talking about here. spending big money on a running back doesn't win you Super Bowls. So perhaps the Cleveland Browns, the Dallas Cowboys, the Pittsburgh Steelers, with their emphasis on the ground game, and they'll eventually have to pay Najee Harris a lot of money in a few years if they want to keep him. Jonathan Taylor was Derrick Henry 2.0. Colts didn't even make the playoffs. Colts right now don't have a quarterback. And then, of course, there's Derrick Henry. Dare I ask, were the Titans better without Derrick Henry available than they were with him? What's the actual formula for winning a Super Bowl? Based on everything I'm telling you and all these numbers, paying big money or channeling what you need to do to win through your running game is not it. Keep that in mind as you look ahead to how your team can get to Super Bowl 57. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend.